This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are following what's going on in Salem, Oregon State Legislature, long session, and State Representative Alec Skarlatos from House District 4. Alec, good morning.
Hey, morning. Thanks for having me.
So, a lot of things going on this week. One of the things that seems to be rising to the surface is the Oregon Department of Transportation tax package. Talk about that and some of your perspectives on what's being sought there.
Sure. So, one of the biggest issues with that is that they are asking for another 2-cent increase in the gas tax, which, number one, I disagree with on its face because I'm anti-tax. But number two, the Oregon Department of Transportation is a failing agency. I mean, they just, I wouldn't say misappropriated, but misallocated $4 billion that they never received. They've spent $70 million studying tolling and if they should toll on the I-5 bridge, just for them to decide that it was too politically volatile, so they decided against it after they had spent $70 million doing it. So it seems like it's a terribly managed organization, and yet they're asking for tens of millions of dollars more in a 2-cent increase in the gas tax, which hurts everyone, including the poorest of Oregonians who commute to work every day, and a 2-cent increase would hurt them proportionately the most.
Well, and my understanding is that's not the only tax being proposed in this package.
Oh, no, there's tons. I mean, they're increasing fees all over the place. I mean, it's terrible. It's a huge tax increase across the board. I just bring up the gas tax, frankly, because it's the most unpopular.
Well, I mean, there has been a tire tax proposed, sales tax on new vehicles, registration increase, a lot of that because a lot of big projects are on the table that are being looked at. One element about this as well is how many of these state packages, especially from ODOT, are going to get hit hard by shifts in federal spending. I mean, if the federal government gives the state less for a project that officials still needs to get done, then where do we go there?
Well, also, can't forget the weight mile tax, which is going to increase the cost of all goods and services in the state of Oregon. But I would say to that point that, yes, that's absolutely true. Oregon is one of the most leveraged states when it comes to federal dollars. We rely more on federal money than almost any other state. And right now, at least with the Department of Education, our governor is basically playing chicken with Trump and saying that she's not going to back down on any of her discriminatory DEI issues. And we're just waiting to see if Trump is going to cut funding or not. And if he does, that's going to have a ripple effect throughout the state because almost every state agency has some sort of DEI program in it. I think the Department of Education alone spends around $15 million a year on its DEI department. So again, if I believe it's about a third of our entire budget comes from the federal government, which is a lot more than most states. And if that money goes away, that's going to have massive implications for the state of Oregon. So if any state should be testing the Trump administration right now, it should definitely not be Oregon.
It's your first session. What has this gone like for you so far, and how much different has it been than maybe what you expected when you were elected?
To be honest, it's about what I expected. not necessarily because I was so smart, but I just figured it would be contentious in a lot of ways. I've seen, you know, all the bills the Democrats have proposed in the past, and frankly, it's more of the same. If nothing else, they're getting worse, especially on the gun bills that are coming out. So that's about what I expect. I suppose the only thing surprising is that we do all have to work together at the end of the day. So maybe not the people that are proposing gun bills, but for most of the other Democrats, you still have to be able to have a conversation with them at the end of the day.
And
go ahead.
Well, you mentioned the gun bill. So there's been three major gun bills advancing in the legislature. What are your thoughts about those?
Yeah, we've got two in the House and one in the Senate, and they all do slightly different things, but cumulatively, they add a 72-hour wait period to buy a gun. They ban magazine capacity, anything over 10 rounds, which is a huge problem because most people that conceal carry have a magazine of over 10 rounds. Every standard AR-15 takes a 30-round magazine. So they're essentially banning magazines for the most popular and most common firearms. There's one bill that includes rapid-fire activators, which, according to the bill, is anything that makes your gun shoot faster than otherwise could, which the way it's written would mean that they'd actually have to have law enforcement go around testing you to see how fast you can fire your gun semi-auto and then compare that time to how fast your bump stock or whatever that they're trying to ban fires. Because if you can fire it faster, technically, according to this bill, you can own it, which is not, I think, their intent. It's just kind of a comical loophole that I don't think they realize that they left in the bill because they don't know anything about guns. I'm honestly probably missing a few things, but those bills in particular are terrible because Oregon has traditionally been a fairly pro-gun state for being a Democrat-run state for as long as it has. And it seems like that's all coming to an end this year all at once. You know, normally states even like California or Colorado or Washington take it one step at a time and they'll ban one part or magazine size one year at a time and kind of slowly build up to it. And Oregon's just going to ban almost everything on one fell swoop. Now that Measure 114 looks like it's going to get through the courts, at least for now, they're just going for everything else at the same time. So it's terrible.
One of those things as well, one of the bills, is a 72-hour waiting period for gun purchases. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's terrible because also included in, I think it's that bill, is a permit that you have to purchase just in order to buy firearms. And I've never heard of anyone needing a permit to exercise their First Amendment right or any of their other rights. I don't know why we need a permit to exercise our Second Amendment rights. And a 72-hour waiting period is a terrible idea because in states like California that have slightly longer waiting periods, I mean, there's been women who have tried to buy a firearm and then while they were waiting for that waiting period to expire to pick up their firearm, they were killed by an ex-boyfriend or an ex-husband because, frankly, they waited to buy the firearm until their lives were at risk. And then they find out they had to wait, in California's case, 10 days. But in Oregon's case, it'll be 3. And I just think that's a terrible policy. It's going to need to get people killed. And I, frankly, don't see any upside to it. One of their biggest arguments is they want to prevent suicide. But if you want to kill yourself, I mean, there's tons of other ways to do it outside of using a firearm. So I'm not sure how that's going to prevent suicides either.
As we wrap up here, you've got a mid-session town hall next Friday. Talk about that.
Yeah, look forward to it. It's going to be Friday at Roseburg City Hall. It's going to be myself, Court Boyce, and Virgil Osborne, since all three of our districts kind of touch, or in my case, come close to the Roseburg area. You know, I'm South County, Court is West Douglas County, and Virgil is Roseburg and East Douglas County. And so we're all coming together to do a town hall with Senator David Brocksmith at the Roseburg City Hall. So if you want to come air your grievances or let us know what you think we should be advocating in Salem, please feel free to show up. Look forward to it.
All right, very good. Out of time for now. Well, live from Salem, State Representative Alex Garlatos, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
8:41 at the Morning Report.